There's two different kind of wombs. There's the virgin womb that's never given birth to anything. And then there's the womb that's been dead that gave birth to everything but God. Amen. The good news is dunamis power heals both of them. Your life may have given birth to everything but God. That includes Ishmael, Amalek, Eleazar, and anything else you can think of. You may have given birth to everything in your life except the one thing. That's what Sarah did. She gave birth to everything. God had closed the womb. He's like, look, you guys are getting in my way. Just shut the womb for a while. We'll revisit you when you can't do this anymore. He can heal that kind of womb. That was me. Then you got the womb that doesn't birth anything. It's the virgin womb. Never birth anything, but he can bring forth out of that one. He goes, I don't care if you've been at it for 25 years. I don't care if you've been at it for 50 years. I don't care if you've been at it for 90 years. There's one power that's going to open the womb up. Amen. There's a lot of different operations of dunamis power, but this particular operation we've been kind of focused into. Some of you are the first time, but you're going to birth heavenly things, kingdom transference. Amen. You're not just a natural being destined to live a natural life, doing things a natural way. God wants us to operate supernaturally. God wants us to operate in power. God wants thy kingdom to come. He wants the kingdom to come. He wants to do what we can't do. Amen. And that's going to come out of a spiritual womb. Amen. Hallelujah. Go to Hebrews 11. And God needs some spiritual birthing centers to open up for the kingdom to come. I mean, the church is full of what man can do, a little bit of anointing, but we need a lot of anointing in what man cannot do. We must go to this realm. We must go to the realm of thy kingdom come. We must go to the realm of kingdom transference. And we got to approach it God's way. We can't just every week have a repentance service and think God's going to show up. That's a facet of it, but there's a whole lot more than just everybody repenting. We have to understand and learn how the kingdom operates. I mean, I believe God is just aching to get this over to us. He wants his people. He wants the manifestation of the sons of God into the earth. He wants manifested sons and daughters operating in the earth. I don't believe Jesus is going to come back until he has a church that's full-blown. I mean, just wide open. Like they were in the early days, he's going to come back with that kind of church, a glorious bride. He's coming back. I mean, she's going to display some things in the earth. Hallelujah. We're going to open the realm of the kingdom of God. The good thing is all up inside of us. So they can get it all out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Found out this creative dunamis power. Certain things we've known about dunamis power. The way faith works is you hone in on it. But here's the beautiful thing about it. Dunamis is more received. You got to get in receiving mode. We're such a do-oriented generation, it's very hard to move into just receiving mode. And that doesn't mean to sit there and say, okay, God, whenever you're ready, here I am. That is not receiving. Receiving is not, God, when you get ready, you can do it. I can't do it. So whenever you get ready, here I am. No, that ain't receiving. That's sitting on a bench. Receiving is you're actively engaged. You're connected and you're actively engaged to receive what rightfully belongs to you by faith. Amen. That God freely gives it. You can't work for it. Amen. We receive the dunamis. So in Hebrews 11, 1, now faith is, there's two operations. Holy Spirit brought them both with him, actually. When I keep saying the dunamis has got to come down from heaven, Holy Spirit actually brought it down from heaven with him. He's got it all. He's got your word with him. He has your calling with him. Jesus ascended on high, received the gifts, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. See, the Father gave him the government, the full apostolic government, the Lord. But then the Lord gave that to the Holy Spirit and sent him to the church. He has your gift. The Holy Spirit has your gift. He has your office. He sent to train you for your office. He has your gifts and he has your word. And some of you already got, how many of you got your word already? You know your word. You know what I'm talking about? You have your word. You know the promise of God for your life. You got it. Say, I got it. I got it. Holy Ghost, he's the one that transferred that to you. He transferred the evidence of your calling and the evidence of your future by the word that you carry. That is the evidence of your future. That's the stuff your future is made out of. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of the thing not seen. Hallelujah. But it is seen. It's seen with the eye of faith. That's when you hone in on the word of God. It's seen. You see. You see. You see where you're going. You see what's next. But he adds substance to what you see. There's substance in what you see with the eye of faith. People don't understand the eye of faith. The eye of faith is forged and formed by the revelation of the word you walk in. Well, when I see the kingdom, I need to close my eyes and see an angel. That's not the eye of faith. That's just seeing an angel. To see with the eye of faith, it forges by the word of God. The word comes and produces imagery of your future. It produces the image of your future. I can close my eyes, but I can see it. I can see it with my eyes wide open or my eyes shut. I can see our future. It's in my mouth. It's in my heart. I'm not letting it go. There's nothing can tear it out. There's not a force strong enough. Only one to let go of your future is you. Only one you can surrender your future is you. He says that is the evidence, and that grows as you keep the word. You keep it, acknowledge it, and live with it, and dwell with it. It grows in you. But there's a substance. Substance. That's what Abraham, he carried the word. But it's not until that substance was added to his faith. Faith is the substance of the thing you're hoping for. Amen. He was against hope. But this substance moved him from hopelessness. He moved him from a place of being weak in faith to strong in faith. The substance of our faith is dunamis power. It's creative dunamis power. It's what's going to give answer to your prayers. When you get the substance with your evidence, you got it. You're going to get what you're asking for. Holy Ghost is going to manifest it for you. He's going to manifest it on your behalf. But what God wants to do is open the wombs, because sometimes when you gave birth, sometimes you may have gave birth to the wrong thing. Some of you may have gotten into some things that you just thought were God and just turned out to wreck your life. And when it wrecked your life, it leaves things. You may have graduated from that trial, but sometimes that trial goes with you. Sets a scar over your birthing faculties, and you can't give birth anymore. You're trying, but something's plugged up. It's because that hasn't been healed. That's the way Sarah was. It was all dead. She gave birth to all the wrong things. She wasn't a closed womb. She had a womb, but she gave birth to the wrong thing. We're still living with that birth. And that birth's going to come to the full age in the last days. Islam, Judaism, and Christianity in the last days, that is the showdown. All came out of that birth. God wants to heal that. Notice he says in Hebrews 11:11, through faith, Sarah received strength. That was dunamis power. That's what recreated her womb. That word strength is dunamis. She received a direct allocation. It was from Abraham's faith, but it was through faith. He got it. She got it. That's the beautiful thing about anybody operating in faith. Anybody get around somebody in faith, it'll get on you. You get around people with faith, it'll get on you. Get around people with unbelief, it'll get on you. Get around people that doubt and unbelief, full of unbelief, it'll get on you. You ever had somebody just slime you? That's a good word. You ever been slimed? You know what I'm talking about? You come in and you're full, and somebody come in, they just want to tell you everything. Don't let somebody dump on you, especially before a service. Don't ever do that. They need to be dumping that stuff on the altar, not on you. Especially in a ministry. Don't let people do this. Stop them. Say, wait, see me after service. Because chances are they ain't going to have that on them after service anyway. Sarah received the dunamis power into a dead womb, and God opened that womb to give the right birth. Dunamis power prepare you with the substance, the creative substance of heaven, to give the right birth. It's what he created the world with. The invisible things of God are clearly seen by that which is manifest. Even his eternal dunamis power can't see it, but you can see what it created. Mountains. You. Part of dunamis power is the creation of man. Animal kingdom, plant kingdom. The whole world is the building blocks of heaven. And he gives this to us as an inheritance, his sons and daughters. Notice what Sarah did. She received it. Received the dunamis power. Holy Spirit's going to transfer it. He's going to bring it out of the right hand of God, which is inside of you, if you can handle all that. Well, if it's inside of me, why has it got to be a transference? Because it's a jurisdictional transference. It's from one jurisdiction of the kingdom to you. It's got to enter into your domain. Once it gets into the dominion of your spirit, whoa! Now it has authority in the earth for creative power. You give birth when you couldn't give birth before. You know how people carry promises for revival? You know how many pastors carry promises for revival? And end up busted, disgusted? Enemy will go after them hard. It's not easy to carry promise for revival. She received the dunamis power and opened her dead womb. Not only did it cleanse the stain of the defilement of what she birthed before. She gave birth and she had to live with that. But a lot of times when someone births something that dramatic, a lot of times their life's over. They're not dead, but their life's over in God. They just never recover from it. When you go through a major storm that's sent to take you out, a lot of times people don't recover from that. They recover, but they drift. Because they never can reconnect the way they connected before. And if they can connect, they can't get reconnected for a true birth again. They can't get positioned in their hunger again. Because the reminder, the enemy's always reminding them, you cannot birth out of a womb of condemnation. Or guilt. Can't. Or shame of the past. Enemy want to cover you in shame. Everybody makes mistakes. I made more than everybody in this room, I can assure you. Yeah. Peter ain't got nothing on me, I can tell you that right now. A lot of stuff I'm very not proud of. You don't get over the shame will stay with you. It constantly reminds you, you can't birth with shame. You can't do that. Your spiritual birthing faculty won't allow you ready. You live in the same place all the time. You can dream all you want, but if you're covered in shame, you can't. You have to be positioned in heaven. Birthing from heaven is not an everyday occurrence, but it can be. We have to be prepared and positioned for that. And the hardest position of all is when we pass through a season in our life that was meant to destroy us completely. Sometimes we don't get over it, or sometimes we do. We just drift. This happens. You have to overcome all that and come back in. And sometimes God will have to set things in order, but he's going to get that one ready. But dunamis power is available to get your spiritual birthing faculty back online with God. God has not lost the creative touch of heaven. What needs to come out of you is creative. God told me something the other day. He goes, what's coming is creative. Just know it's creative. Now, I'm not just saying creative miracles. This apostolic government is going to be creative. I mean, God's creative power is going to come out of creative people. You are destined for creativeness, creative business, creative ministry, creative personalities. You don't have to hide into yesterday. She received the dunamis power. God turned her clock back. She conceived. That was the substance of faith. We must have this substance. want you to go over to Luke chapter 1. Luke 1, verse 20, angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in thy womb, bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great." Where do you conceive at? You conceive in the womb. It's the thing with spiritual things. You conceive from your spirit. You can hope, wish all day long. If it's not working inside of you right now, then you're going to keep hoping and wishing. Your future needs to be working inside of you right now. What you want to walk in needs to be in your mouth, frontlets of your eyes, in your heart. And you need to be actively believing God for the substance of heaven to overshadow the word of God in you so the Holy Ghost can bring that birth into fullness. That's why the enemy is going to constantly wage a warfare against you. He wants the birth. You don't think he wants birth? Herod, kill all of them. Not some of them, all of them. 2 years and under, kill them all. Kill them. Mass murder, innocent babies across the land, afraid of the birth. He knows when things are ready to birth. When Moses, he knew it too. Killed all the firstborns off. But you cannot kill the things of God. God will float them right up the river, praise the Lord. Find me in the water when the enemy's trying to kill everything. Find me in the water. Born out of the water. Hide me in the water, Lord, hide us. He knows the apostolic last day government. He knows it's coming. He knows. He'll go after the birth. That's why sometimes the warfare in your life is so intense. Sometimes what you go through is not normal. Sometimes at night and the day and the deep's just not normal. Perils of countrymen and robbers, not normal. People that love you one day and the next day hate you, not normal. Some of the things you'll go through are not normal. Some of the people and the situations with people will not be normal. You have to have that essence to get through. But you're not here to survive. You're here to give birth. Surviving is one thing, but giving birth is a whole nother thing. But all we're going to do is just survive. I'm tired of surviving. I want to go up. God's going to get you healthy again. He's going to get this place healthy. It's not just one person birthing. He's going to do it corporately. Be great if it's just you and God, but it's not just you and God. It's corporate. It's you, God, and everybody around you. Everybody's going to get online. We're going to get in line. I mean, he went after this birth. He went after it hard. Behold, you'll conceive in your spiritual womb. That's where you're going to conceive it. That's where you need to look for it. That's where it's going to happen. There's some components are going to have to happen in your womb. God's going to put something up inside of you. And behold, thou shalt conceive, verse 32, and thou shalt be great. Should be called Son of the Highest. Look at that, verse 32. Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And Mary said unto the angel, how can this be? I don't know a man. How can this be? Now watch these words right here. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Now, I've had the Holy Ghost upon me, but there was an and. And the power of the highest. Notice it was the power of the highest that overshadowed her. You know what that word power is, don't you? Dunamis. The creative dunamis power. Holy Spirit come upon her, and then the power The dunamis power of the Most High God overshadowed her. Holy Spirit was administrating all of it. And the immaculate conception happened right there. Opened a womb ready to give birth to a brand new dispensation. The power of the highest. Overshadow, say, Father, overshadow. The Spirit of the Lord said, you must be overshadowed in this hour. He goes, my people must be overshadowed. Everybody's trying to do something for me. He goes, there's not enough people being overshadowed by me. They're not ready. They forsake my process and they go about trying to build something, but they're not birthing anything. They're building without birthing. And what comes out of building without a true birth is mixture. Or it comes out far below what God wanted it to look like. Because we have to do it God's way. And to do it God's way, look at the components. You have the Word, the Holy Ghost, and the overshadowing of dunamis power. That is the creative essence of God. That is the substance. Mary received the Word, and she received the substance. That is what we're looking for. That is what we're honed into. That is where our faith is set. It is our Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Every good gift, say good gift, and every perfect gift cometh down from above. He's given us the perfect gift for the Holy Spirit. He's brought the Word with him, and he has the dunamis power with him. He's the executor of it. He's the executor of your future. The Lord sent him. What a gift. Because what he brings, prepare yourself for the overshadowing of God. That's what you're looking for, the overshadowing of dunamis, creative power. That power's got to get inside of us. It's got to work in us. It's got to work in our future. The creative overshadowing. Tina, come up here. I want to share into this. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's give the Lord glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, come on. Bless him right now because he's getting ready to do something. I just bless him. And I just want to testify by way of the gift of faith. I want to testify of the goodness of God. And I'm so caught in that I refuse to be caught out. I'm so tapped in that I refuse to be tapped out. I'm so with him that I refuse to be with anybody else. And there is a major assignment upon this church. Where the heavens itself will remain open. Those that will come of faithfulness, there is great reward. I've been to hell and back. I've been walked on. I've been stepped on. I've been pressed beyond measure. But I learned to understand what Abraham felt in Romans, the 4th chapter, 17th verse, 19th verse. It's the opening scripture of my pastor's Master Key of the Kingdom, Transference. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. Neither did he even consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. Because you can go through so much that you don't even consider yourself anymore. You can see a storm rage so high. How can you obtain a promise now? You can walk through things that life throws at you. That there's no way the promise is coming now. But verse 20 said, he staggered not at the promise of God. through unbelief, but we're strong in faith, giving glory to God. My favorite is saying, and being fully persuaded. It don't matter what the enemy took me through. I stayed fully persuaded that what he had promised, that he is well able to perform it. You don't understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, no matter what you got to go through, as long as you stay fully persuaded that he's going to do it. I stopped by to tell you, he going to do it. That he's not going to back out. He's going to push in even the more. So Sunday, this message is coming. And this message is coming forth, and glory is coming down. And the pastor is full of glory. He's full of moving on the things of God. He's caught in and he can't be caught out. He's tapped in and he can't tap out. And he called us to the altar. And we began to pray, and we pray for people on Sunday. And all I know now is to stay fully persuaded. I don't know anything else but to be persuaded by what God has said. Because my life don't tell me what he's going to do. My spirit man tells me to stay persuaded. Your circumstance ain't going to let you know he's going to do it. But your spirit is going to stay persuaded that God is going to do it. So I walk around persuaded. Oh my God, I'm releasing something to you even right now. Meaning that you got to be in a persuasion. Meaning that you got to be confident that God is going to do it. That no matter what it looks like, I'm persuaded. No matter if you got to get up like I do and work an 8 to 5, you are persuaded. It don't matter how you put food on your table, stay persuaded. It doesn't matter if you're single by yourself or happily married, stay persuaded. My God, come on and put your hands together, because I feel persuasion in this house. My God. Persuaded. Persuaded means I may got to drive this 2-door car, but I'm persuaded he gonna give me a 4-door. Persuaded is a deep part of your spirit, man. Persuasion is just where you are temporary at right now, but I'm persuaded where I'm going from my spirit. Somebody say, I'm persuaded. So the pastor stood there, here, and I stood here. And he said, Tina, my God, I'm persuaded because I've learned to stay persuaded. Well, how did you get to persuasion before I go to where I'm going and close this thing? I got there because the storm came to shut my persuasion down. The enemy showed up to take my persuasion, take the word, take the promise, take the prophecy, take all that what you believe in. The enemy has his job, but your persuasion got a job too, baby. Come on and put your hands together for the Lord, because I feel him in this house. And so when he called my name, I wanted him. I said, I'm ready. Whatever God has, because your persuasion is all you got. And if you ain't got to that place, you may got to go from that place to your persuasion. And how you end up at persuasion is that I've been through hell and back, but I'm still persuaded. I've been through enough and I'm persuaded. I saw enough, but I'm persuaded. I stagger not believe what God is going to do, and it don't matter now. And so they got behind me, and I thought, come on in, and say, whoa, somebody tell the Lord, yes! And when he stood there, and my hands went up, and I believe you're going to be persuaded tonight. And when my hands went up, I was waiting for him to make his way. But see, in the natural, I thought he was going to get to me. But in the spirit realm, God was already to me. Come on, somebody. Because I'm persuaded. Oh, God. And when he said, throw him up, he threw something at me. And it knocked me into a realm. My God. And I thought that a light was shining on me, but I say my eyes is closed. And the Lord said, look again. And there was the open heaven, the light from above. And from an open heaven, it came down. It came down. And when it came like thunder. He said, this day I'll call you thunder because you're going to make a noise in the body of Christ. And he began to put something in my spirit. Somebody tell him yes. And I was like, it was coming so fast, so fast, so fast. And it was coming, and I didn't want that to stop, but I need to know what was. And no, at the portal, at the open, I saw people talking to me. And I was trying to listen closely. What are you saying? And they were telling me, you deserve what you're getting today. Come on. You got to be persuaded that he's going to give it to you. And they say, you deserve it. You deserve to get it. And I say, it's coming in this church. This thing is flowing out. And it began to move out. And it began to move out. And it began to hit me and move. Hit me and move. But I couldn't see quickly where it was moving. All I know is that if you was here on Sunday, it was moving to you. It was going to you. And if you're persuaded, something is trying to come in you to take over you. And I looked up again and they was giving me instructions. They were saying it's being released. And I said, this is major. I don't know to write it down or what to do with it. I would lay there. And I didn't even know if I was going to get to tell the story. And I said, it don't matter if I don't tell the people. Because some things you can't tell people. Some things you got to show. So I know what happens after you tell them. Then you have to show them. And so when I laid there and they gave instructions, they say it's the position that you have taken. It's how you stayed and believed. And there's Sharon sitting over here giving me all these scriptures. Don't know I'm going to get up. And everything she's pointing to is saying, believe in the power. Believe in the dunamis power. She's just turning to every scripture. And I'm sitting there and I see myself persuaded. And I see that it takes a belief system and it takes all of you. It takes every part. Don't sit there and think you can have do a God's job. Don't sit there and think it can be 50% and he'll pat you on the back and tell you, come on, you got good work to do. Because they were talking specifically and telling me that you have gotten to a place where you are connected to an open heaven. You can see this because you believe this. You can have this because you trust it, because you believe it, because it's no more of you, and it's all of him. I saw in the realm of heaven that is openings that are plugged and shut. But they know when you get in position. They have an intellect that is so heavenly that when this ram moves into that place that rule all, knows that this place have moved into that place. Anybody listening to me? I say that place where he sits and reigns waits for this place to move into a place. And it don't matter how muddy the road gets, how hard it gets, if you're persuaded, it's going to get you to that place. Don't matter how much the wind blowing your hair. Don't matter how much the enemy try to take you out. You are persuaded to a measure that this ram is the Lord ram. This is the footstool of God. And that is the heavenly home. And we are now to be persuaded to respond to the calling over this house, to move in, to do away with childish things, to put away stuff and say, that's over with. And when I walked in here, I wrote it down as fast as I could. He said, tonight I break the ground. I shatter the ground. I break it in front of you till it shatters. He says, I'm going to break an old ground. I'm going to break a foul ground. I'm going to break an unclean ground. I'm going to break a doubtful ground. I'm going to break it. And I saw ground break. And he said that a new ground comes because you got to stand on a new ground. You can't be standing on the ground you think you're standing on. You got to be standing on his ground. It was so powerful that who was that Moses said, the ground I stand on is so holy. Let me take my shoes off. Where I'm at tonight, let me take my shoes off. This ground is holy now. Not only did I survive, but I'm ready to birth. I didn't know I was surviving. I thought I was overcoming too, but it all mixed together. But you can get to a place where you're going to respond to your heavenly calling. I'm not talking about what mama said. I'm talking about what God said. I'm talking about when he was mindful of you, he thought of you, and he sent you down here. Because what I'm responding to now is what he said in the beginning. He let me walk 39 years my way. But this day forward is all his now. He let me get married and have babies. I give him praise. I testify. He let me get good and bad jobs. He let me build a house. He let me do so much. And every time the enemy came, I didn't care about being wiped out. I just cared about being persuaded to what he said. Wrestling in your bedroom because the neighbors say one thing, but your spirit is telling you something else. That is your persuasion. And if you survive it, if you walk with your persuasion, it's going to alert heaven and say, she made it. He made it. he got to the position. He's standing right there. And there's nothing being held against you, because every good and bad thing has worked for you. I encourage you tonight. I knew I was called. I knew I had a calling. But when I came to this church, it made it more real to my life. So real that if you can stand up under this umbrella, you have been called by the Almighty God. Because your ears can't listen to these messages and not be called. You can't come in here and worship and not have a destiny for your life. You can't lay on this floor with no purpose, baby. What am I saying? I'm saying that I believe we got what Abraham had. I believe that somebody here got it. I believe that somebody is persuaded. I believe that through all that you've been through, you stagger not. You might be at the end or the edge, but you stagger not at the promises of God. God bless you.